Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.
Siya kutumisa chiko ekseni. Siya kufuma. Okuba wena bawo ungu Yehova. We praise the Lord this morning, for it is good to sing praises to our God. It is pleasant and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Thank you, Father. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beasts its food and to the young ravens that cry. He does not delight in the strength of the horse, my God. He takes no pleasure in the legs of man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear Him. In those who hope in His mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear Him, in those who hope in His mercy. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear Him, in those who hope in His mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion, for He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat. He sends out His command to the earth, and His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He casts out His hail like morsels. Who can stand before His cold? He sends out His word and He melts them, and He causes His wind to blow and the wet and the waters flow. He declares His word to Jacob this morning, His statutes and His government and His judgments to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any nation. As for His judgments, they have not known them. Praise the Lord this morning. It is good to give thanks to the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights, and praise Him, all you angels. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon, and all you stars of light. Praise Him. Praise Him, all you stars of light. Praise Him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles DeToy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father, this morning. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord this morning. Let everything that has breath arise and praise the Lord this morning and declare that He is God. Declare that we are His. We are the sheep of His pasture, the workmanship of His hands this morning. Praise the Lord and praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights this morning. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you stars of light. Praise Him, you heavens of heavens, this morning, and you waters above the heavens. Bow down and worship the Lord, for He is good and His love endures forever. Bow down and cry out, holy, holy, holy are you, O God. You are worthy this morning to receive honor and glory and majesty. You are worthy, O God, to receive honor and glory and majesty. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded and they were created. He also established them forever. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all the depths. Lord, we want to thank you this morning that everything, Lord God, creation bows down before your holy throne to lift you up, O King of Kings, as we enter into your presence with thanksgiving in our hearts, as we enter into your courts with praise. We want to thank you, Lord God Almighty, that it is not by might nor by power. It is by your Spirit, O God, as we come forth, Lord God Almighty, bearing gifts of our praise, our pure and unfeigned praise, coming before your holy throne this morning to offer our sacrifices of praise. Lord, we enter into these gates to worship you, O King. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, that the ancient doors swing open right now at the sound of the voices of the praises of your people. The ancient doors swing open right now so that the King of Glory may come in. Who is this King of Glory? He is Jehovah Mighty and Invincible. Who is this King of Glory? He is Jehovah Mighty and Strong. In every single one of our battles, let the doors open up this morning. Let the city gates open up this morning. Let the gates of our families open up this morning. Let the gates of our hearts open up this morning. Let the gates of our minds open up this morning. Let the gates of the church open up this morning. And let the King of Glory come in. Who is this King of Glory? He is Jehovah Mighty and Strong in every one of our battles. He is Jehovah Mighty and Invincible in every one of our battles. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and the heaven, and He has exalted the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints, of the children of Israel. Praise the name of the Lord, all people who are near to the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord this morning, and sing to the Lord a new song, and praise in the assembly of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker, and let the children of Zion be joyful in their King. We were once once foreigners, but now we are no longer foreigners. We are no longer excluded from the commonwealth of the covenant of Israel, between Israel and God. We are now part of that covenant, an everlasting covenant that God has sealed with the sign of the Holy Spirit, which is a guarantee of things to come. We are no longer foreigners, but we are now heirs together with Jesus, who came and died and rose again, who intercedes right now between God and man. He continues to mediate, our highest intercessor. He is making intercession. He is calling out those who are lost this morning. He is reaching out to those who are sick this morning. He is reaching out to those who require deliverance this morning. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Let them praise the name of the Lord with dance this morning. Let them sing to him with the timbrel and the harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people, and he will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the name of the Lord be praised in Jesus' name. Ah.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.
Thank you, Jesus. Sizothandaza bazalwane. Iloyo naloya zimise phambi kukaThixo. Ukuthi baba wonke amabala awungcolisa umoya wami. Ngihlanze kuwo namhlanje. Ungalingi uzikhohlise ngokuthi kuyoba khona ukukhothoza uma ngisale ekubuyeni kwenkosi uJesu ezolanda abangcwele bakhe. Ngiyosinda kulaba abayobe bekhothozwa, ngoba kuyobe kungadlalwa bazalwane, kuyobe kungadlalwa. Kuthiwa labo kuyodingeka ukuthi basinde ngegazi labo, ngoba bayonqunywa amakhanda. Kungasho ukuthi igazi labo liyobe lihlambulula izono zabo, kodwa igazi labo kuchaza ukuthi liyochitheka, bayonqunywa amakhanda. Bekhokhela ukuthi uJesu ufike ezolanda umakoti bengekho ready. Ithi inkosi mangibe ready. Eh, my God. Inkosi mangibe ready. Mangibe ready. Moya ingcwele. Ngenze ngibe ready. Ake sithandaze sonke. Baba siyabonga. 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 Oh, Baba. Besenzeni ukuba usithande kangaka. Usihlelele iy'nsuku zokuthi uzohlala phansi nathi. lapho sithululela inhliziyo yakho. Nkosiyami, siyabonga baba, siyabonga ukuba bekunegama elingaphezu kokuthi siyabonga besingasho lona, kodwa sibonga ukuthi ubona enhlizweni yethu ukuthi sithini uma sithi siyabonga. Siyabonga, 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 sizothando lwakho olujulileyo, sizunyanyeza enhlizweni yethu ukuthi ngikhuluma lokhu ngoba ngiyanithanda. My God, siyabonga baba, siyathandaza egameni likaJesu Kristu umNazaretho ingcwele ukuba umusa wakho ngaka singawenzise, kodwa sibambe ngazo zombili lo musa osenzele wona. Abanye bafile basele bumnyameni, kodwa thina ukhanyisa amehlo engqondo yethu, usivula ingqondo ngembhalo. Siyabonga baba wethu othandekayo ukuthi noma umhlaba uyanyakaza, kodwa kunentonga phakathi kithi ethi kanye nawe Nkosi yami. Baba wethu namandla wonke, lemfundisi iyasisondeza kuwe, isenza sibambelele kuwe njengentethe yomelothini ukuthi noma kungenzekani kodwa mehlethu ngeke asuke kuwe. Siyakuthanda, siyakuthanda baba, siyakuthanda, siyakuthanda, siyakuthanda. Noma bengathiwa le nto osinikeza yona ikhokhelwa imali, ayikho imali ebingenela ukubonga umusa ongaka. Oh baba, zingani izibongo zethu wasithenga ngegazi lemilethu baba, lehluleka ukuphimisa lonke sikuzwe enhliziyweni kungathi sisindiswe namhlanje. Ngiyavuma enhlizweni yethu ukuthi sohlala kuwe noma kungathini, angeke suke kuwe. Singasuka kuwe baba siyephi, ngoba masophila okuphakada kuwe. Ah, moya ingcwele, moya ingcwele, moya ingcwele, moya ingcwele, moya ingcwele, moya ingcwele, moya ingcwele.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us, And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, my family. 39 after 5 is your time here on Radio Pulpit. We are still doing church as best as we can with the help of the Lord. So good morning to you, Sesem Kulegwe Nibazalwane. Revelations chapter 3, verse 14. This is the Lord's message to the lukewarm church and to the angel of the church of Laodiceans, right? These things says the Amen, our God, the faithful, the true witness, the beginning of creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and have become wealthy and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, you are miserable, you are poor, you are blind, and you are naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my heavenly Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the faithful church, the angel, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write: these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens and no one shuts, and shuts and no one opens. I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have little strength and have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not, but lie. Indeed, I will make them come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you, because you have kept my command to persevere. I will also keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast with what you have. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write on him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Lord, we receive your word without doubt. We receive it, O God, with faith this morning in the name of Jesus. And by faith we cast down every argument and every vain argument, O God, and everything that seeks to exalt itself above the knowledge of you. We silence the lies of the enemy who comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And we thank you that we enter, Lord God, into this time, and we receive your word with thanksgiving in our hearts because of the life that you have given us life in abundance this morning. We thank you, Chikoweto, that as we pray, Lord God, this is your heart for your people. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we think, above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever and ever. Lord, we thank you this morning in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. We thank you, Lord. Ah, siyabonga. Hey, siyabonga, Baba. Ah, we are grateful, my Father. We are grateful this morning.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
You know, my family, it's a pity we are on radio, because this is the time where if we were just in a room together worshiping the Lord, I would just ask that we just be silent in the presence of the Lord. Just be silent and allow the Lord to speak to us this morning.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your judgment. He has cast out your enemy. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more. In the day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear. Zion, let not your hands be weak. The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one, will save. Ah, he will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. I will gather those who sorrow over the appointed assembly, who are amongst you, to whom its reproach is a burden. Behold, at that time I will deal with all who afflict you. I will save the lame and gather those who were driven out. I will appoint them for praise and fame in every land where they were put to shame. At the time I will bring you back, even at the time I gather you, for I give you fame and praise amongst all the peoples of the earth when I return your captives before your eyes. And this is the word of the Lord. Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 14 to verse 20. Amen and amen. My family this morning, you know, good morning to you. It's Radio Pulpit. 58 after 5 is your time. We're going to cross over into the second hour where we will open up the lines and just allow you, my family, to pray. Welcome, Sis Thelma. Hello, Shalom Jay. Bless you so much. Coming through on 0826572729 on the WhatsApp line. And those lines will be opened on 012-334-1322. I words cannot describe, my family, this morning what it is that my spirit is discerning. Words cannot describe it, and I pray with all my heart that somebody is able to tap in and to hear it for themselves and to receive it for themselves this morning as we continue to worship the Lord. For those who understand and follow the Hebrew calendar, you will know that we've already entered into the new year, Rosh Hashanah, and we are busy with Sukkot right now, preparing for the time where we are going to come before the Lord, the 15th and I think and the 16th of September, the Day of Atonement, you know, where we come before the Lord to say, Lord, here are all our sins. We lay it all down as a nation, as a covenant people. You know, if you want to learn more about it, read about it in the book of Exodus and I think Deuteronomy. The Day of Atonement and all the feasts. It is important, my family, to understand, you know, what time it is in the heart of God, in the kingdom of God, so that we align. You know, the prayer by Umamahlaba, Jesus is coming back again, and he is coming to judge the quick and the dead, those who are alive and those who are dead. And so when he comes back, may he not find us not worthy, may he not find our oils half filled, but may he found us full and waiting and ready, you know, to dine with him, ready to be taken back to heaven with him, ready to be reconciled back to God through Jesus Christ. This morning it is the cry of my heart as the Lord is speaking to his bride, the church that he has rescued from the church, from the fire of the church of man. This is the church that God is speaking to this morning. He is speaking to the faithful church and he is saying, I have seen how you have been able to persevere. So then hold on to what you have, that it may not be taken away from you, because I will give the crown of life to those who persevere. He is speaking to the lukewarm church and he is saying, I wish you were cold and I wish you all you were hot, because now I will know what to do with you if you are cold, and if you are hot I know exactly what to do with you. But if you are lukewarm, when you choose to be lukewarm, because when you are lukewarm, then I have to spew you out of my mouth. And it is my prayer, my family, that those of us who are hearing would truly, truly understand that it is the time. What it is the year of the church. And so the Lord is raising up the horn of the church high above. He is raising up the mountain of the church to stand high above every mountain. And so this morning we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, in the sanctuary. We praise you, Lord, in your mighty firmament. We praise you, Lord, for your mighty acts. We praise you according to your exceeding greatness. We praise you, O God, with the sound of the trumpet. We praise you, O God, with the lute and the harp. We praise you, O God, with the timbrel and with dance. We praise you, O Lord, with stringed instruments and flutes. We praise you, O God, with loud cymbals. We praise you with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord this morning in the presence of the Lord. Amen and amen.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit. Impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Usahlele phansi mntwana, usahlele phansi. Uthixeme ngenyawo, egida. Ay!
How great you are, thou Lord, this morning. The Lord reigns, and let the earth be glad, let the distant shores rejoice. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for us this morning. The Lord is the greatest God, the great King above all gods. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountains, peaks belongs to him this morning. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people, of his pasture, the flock under his care. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in Meribah. You did that day at Massa in the desert. This morning, let us enter the gates of God with thanksgiving. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord, you, O my soul. You are very great and are clothed with splendor and majesty this morning. Lord, this morning you are worthy to be praised, my God. You are the worthy God that we need to praise this morning. We thank you, Father God, that you have redeemed us, my God. And those he redeemed from the hand of the foe this morning. We thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Sister Happy, bless you this morning. Sihlangu lebazalane, sihlangu lakalali, akozelo mhlengi kaSirayeli. Let the righteous say, for I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. Oh, we bless the Lord this morning. Ingaske kungakho umuntu nje othi siyakudumisa Thixo, siyakuvuma ukuba wena unguYehova. Let the righteous say, I have indeed been saved by the Lord. We praise the Lord this morning. We praise the Lord this morning. We bless the Lord this morning. Hallelujah.
Faith, oh, hope and love. Love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Bazalani, we can't go to this.
Oh, 12, my family, 334-1322 is the number where you can call. We're coming back to take your calls and your voice notes on 0826572729. Maskesimvuthixo bawuthini nakuwe. Hi, Radio Pulpit, good morning. Hey, Nkosi yam. Amen, Mama.
Usemnyango angazi noma mina ngiredi.
Hey, Nkosi.
Ukuba zongilanda nami.
Jesus.
Aw, Nkosi. Angazi ukuthi ngilungele yini ukulandwa nguJesu. Angazi.
Oh, we are grateful, Lord. Uteta nathi namhlanje ekseni. Oh, Nkosi, Radio Pulpit, good morning.
Good morning, Ayanda.
Morning, sis. Bless you.
Mam Shkwambani is praying.
Ah, Mam Shkwamban. Hey.
Baba, siyabonga ekseni.
Siyabonga, Baba.
Sibonga, Nkulunkulu, indlela osinakekela ngayo. Baba uthi ungasitholi sibanda ufuna ngasonke isikhathi sishisa uNkulunkulu namandla akekho ufana nawe uzodumisa wena Jehova siyasaluta siyasurrender phambi kobakho Jehova sithi baba uyingcwele uNkulunkulu namandla masivuke ekuseni inkosi yenze yakho intando singanzethi intando yami yenza baba ukuthi singafudumalela into zethu sifudumelele zakho izinto enkosi wena ushikwembu shakho kateka uhosi yathi hosi ukhokholo raptomza hina angakona liwasifana kuna wena uNkulunkulu namandla siyabonga ekuseni siholele emseni wakho Jehova siphathe ngenxeba uNkulunkulu namandla siyabonga ekuseni la singafikanga khona uNkulunkulu onamandla sihabele phambili always nezinto esizenzayo ezilungile wena izozithola baba ngena phakathi kwamajele nkosi yami uNkulunkulu onamandla siyazi ukuthi uyikhiya yeyinhliziyo zethu zonke neyingcondo zethu siyabonga Jehova nomusa. Amen, Ayanda.
Amen, Imam Shkwambani. Oh, hosi yadi hosi, eukategi. Hallelujah. Amen, Imam. Bless you so much, ekseni, Imam Shkwambani. Radio Pulpit, good morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Mama. Hallelujah.
Ayanda siyambonga uNkulunkulu.
Bless you, Mama.
Uma mhlebo ukhulumayo.
Ewe, Mama, ekseni.
Ngibonga uNkulunkulu ngawe, ngibonga uNkulunkulu ngoba bonkintini. Uyazi, Ayanda, kulezi ke kuphelile, uma nikhuluma, uthinta laphana kuMathewu chapter 21.
Eyi, Nkosi, Mama.
Lapha khona uJesu masafika ethempelini uthola benza izintanga zikuyena uphendula amatafula ngoba kunesinjongo yakhe kuba benza njalo yena injongo yakhe ukuthi bamazi abantu.
Haleluya, Mama.
Njengoba abathuma kuMathewu chapter 28 asibahambe abafundi bakhe bakhulume nganamandla ngoba yena uNkulunkulu wamandla wonke babafundisa abantu abantu bamazi ukuthi ungubani yena.
Ewe, Mama.
Ngoba yena unguNkulunkulu uma lapha kuMathewu 21 verse 18 uthi kulotshiwe ukuthi indlu yami
soba
yindlu awu Nkosi yami.
Hey, Nkosi.
Indlu kaNkosi yindlu yobukhuleko
Nkosi yami.
Enye kwalotshwa ngayo ukuthi yena wazosindisa izono zethu. Kwalotshwa ngayo. Sesiyabona verse 14 uma wehla nayo nazi iy'mpumputhe seziya kuye ethempeleni ezinonga
ziyoncedwa bawo. Hey, Nkosi.
Sabona ebumpumpuneni bethu singamazi uNkulunkulu amehla avuleka ebunyongeni bethu uma sibuye ubunyonga bethu abusabonakali.
Hey, Nkosi.
Uma ubheka uSamuel chapter 2 verse 9 sibona phela inkosi uNkosi uDavida uhawukela uMefibhosheti ebunyongweni bakhe. Lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu uMefibhosheti wahlala noDavida etafuleni wangabonakali ubunyonga ba
sihlangulwe bawo.
Nathi sinjalo sesibuye ibandla likaNkulunkulu asabonakali ubunyonga bethu uma sesihlezi naye sidla naye etafuleni.
Siyabulela bawo.
Hawu, lithi izwi kaNkulunkulu uMefibhosheti wahlala njalo adla nenkosi etafuleni. Sinjalo masesifuke kuyo usisindisa kungasabonakali ubunyonga bethu. Ah, ngiyabonga.
Bless you, bless you. Oh, sihlangulwe bazalwane ekseni. Thixo sihlangule namhlanje ekseni. Masike simve uba uthini na kuwe namhlanje. Icilongo liyacho in the background Xolani Jwarha. On the other side of that, we will be crossing over for teaching this morning with Utata Untintili. Bless you and good morning. It's Radio Pulpit 17 after 6 is your time.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcast. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Dear Father God, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We worship your name. We glorify your name. We praise your name for who you are and for what you are in our lives. Thank you, Lord, as you have made us your soldiers. Father God, in Jesus' name, you are taking pleasure in our lives. Father God, may the Holy Spirit strengthen us, equip us to indeed give you pleasure as we serve you. Father God, we pray for your servants who are equipping us, Father God, to be more and more like you. We pray, Lord, for Radio Pulpit, Father God, as they are sharpening us every day. Father, you know their needs. You know what they are presenting, Father God, at the foot of your cross. My dear Lord, you are going to meet with those needs. You are going to give them, Father God, the desires of their hearts, Father God, because that's what you have promised. We pray, Lord, that you remember all the needs that they have placed, Father God, at the foot of your cross. We pray even for our country, Father, for the leadership and for our citizens, Father God, and the church. Father, we know, Lord, that you, only you, can be able, Father, to empower us, to advance us, and even to make us better and better. Because there's nothing impossible with you. We pray, Lord, for those who have lost their loved ones. Heal their hearts, because you are a God who binds the wounds. You are a God, Father God, who is able to restore. You are a master of restoration. Father, we want to bless your name in the name of Jesus. We bless you and exalt you and magnify you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen, amen. Mama Bule, bless you so much. Ekseni bazalwane, siyambulela ubawo. I'm still trying to get hold of Prof, so I'll keep those lines open on 012-334-1322 this morning. Sikhe simvuthixo uba uthini na kuwe. You know, as we were praying, I'm also just hearing the Lord say, I have come to heal the brokenhearted. I've come to heal the brokenhearted. Radio Pulpit, good morning.
Good morning, Sifanda.
Good morning, Dada. Mekseni, ninjani, Dada?
Siyaphila mina, Sifanda.
Kuhle, Dada.
Manje ngivuzwa ile ngoma lethu Jesu Semnyaka.
Nkosi. Hey, the song, Dada. Hey.
And it's amazing ukuthi the same scripture that I read last week, Isaiah 33, it came back, you know, I was alone. But this time it's verse 17.
Sure. Isaiah 53.
He that walketh rightly, righteously, and speaketh uprightly.
Mm.
He that despiseth the gain of oppression, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes.
Yo, Dada.
That stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood. And that shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. He shall dwell on high. And in his place of defense shall the munitions of the rocks.
Thank you, Lord.
Bread shall be given him. His water shall be sure.
Wow.
This is the verse that I want to emphasize. And your eyes will see the king.
Sure.
Thine eyes shall see the king. I've got a very strong feeling, Guti, Jesus is to appear at any time.
Absolutely, Dad. Hey, the
Lord is coming. The Lord is coming back. And I don't know why, you know, when I read that verse, tears were just flowing down my ears, my eyes. And I've got a strong feeling, Guti, the Lord is telling us that he's coming very soon.
Amen, Dad.
And that we must prepare ourselves. Namanje ngidabange into engikhulume last week ukuthi ke every time the Holy Spirit impresses the word in my heart and then I don't speak it. and you laugh at me noma ungihleke. Ngikuthaza abazalwane ukuthi Jesus is on his way.
Amen, Dad.
Bless
you so much, Tatu Lord. Kaloku bazalwane. Kaloku, when we come together in the presence of the Lord, let's please understand that, you know, to one the Lord will give the gift of prophecy, to the other, if you know, Uthixo, he disperses his gifts, yabo. So uzawuhlala wena ungathethi. You know, it means you are walking away with my bread. I have a right to the bread that God has given you for me, yabona Tatu Lord. So you can't withhold the bread that belongs to me. Uhlale nayo. We can't, bazalwane. When the Lord speaks and he impresses this word in your heart for the church, that's why we open up this platform. And you know, the beauty about izinto zikaThixo is that bread isonka in the kingdom of God. It multiplies when it is shared. You know, it's not, it can't just come from one direction. We are a community of believers. You know, one has a special gift. You know, like Mom Thelma always prays, you know, for things that we don't pray for. I appreciate that prayer because it speaks to areas that is impressing in her heart, you know, and Usitsepi will always declare the word. It's an so yes, in Bazalwane, you know, siyahleka no Tatu Lord, and it's a wonderful atmosphere. But on a very serious note, the church has to speak out. We have to hear about uthini uThixo kuwe. You know, it's not just about the number of calls, but we want to hear about uthini uThixo kuwe. You know, so we appreciate you, bazalwane. You know, when you do call, because that word actually belongs to us. It's not your word. It's our word, so we want it. So we bless you so much. Mom Skwambana, we appreciate you, Mama. Bless you. You know, so we bless the Lord this morning. Kasa Kangelo Dada, 24 after 6 is your time. We're coming to you, Sis Sophie. Bless you on 0826572729.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Did you know you can order your favorite Radio Pulpit programs on CD so that you can listen to them whenever you like? Contact our friendly client services department now to place your order. You will find them on 012-334-1200, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Indeed, my family, 27 after 6, and it looks
feels and seems like Utatawetu is not available this morning for whatever reason. But guess you know, because resources got you know, so we are still asking the Lord. And if it doesn't happen, my family, we will carry on with the lesson or the readings from the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5. We'll come back and we'll just study that together. But in the meantime, it's still an opportunity. You know, in church, when they say, when they call, they do the altar call and they say, we know that you want to come down, you know, and we know that you want to come and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And you're sitting there and your heart is pounding and you're thinking, this is not, it can't be me. You know, I go there every Sunday. It can't be me. Not this Sunday. It can't be me. So perhaps that is you this morning and you're sitting with a word that belongs to us. You know, this is your time. This is your opportunity. We're coming back to take your calls on 012-334-1322. But let's just hear about Utini now to Koko Mam Sophie.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.